Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Gavin, Katie came in here with some very important news today.
I doubt that.
Yeah. 106.5, the end.
So if you've been paying attention to the news over the last couple of days, earlier this week, the East Area Rapist, which terrorized the Sacramento area for most of the 1970s and the 1980s, pled guilty to 13 murders spanning 6 counties in the 70s and 80s. And they had it at Sac State because obviously they needed some social distancing. But come to find out, in our off-the-air conversations about everything that was happening in regards to the guilty plea hearing that the East Area Rapist had earlier this week, someone on the wake-up call believes to have some sort of tie to the East Area Rapist, and it is producer Jacob.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How old were you when this happened?
I was like 12.
So okay.
This happened many, many, many years ago. Little backstory, I used to be in a BMX gang of 12-year-olds.
Wow.
Ride around town.
Just terrorizing folks.
Terrorizing people with cool tricks and skateboard t-shirts.
Okay.
Yes.
And we used to go around to like open parking lots, open dirt lots, undeveloped areas, I should say.
Sure.
And we would just build jumps. And one day we were going through like this area between Citrus Heights and Roseville that's like a creekish area. And one of my friends said, "Hey, I have to go pee. I'm going to go run behind these trees real quick." And he runs over and he starts screaming, "Oh my gosh, you guys have to check out this thing I found." And we all run over there, and it's like this deep, deep hole that's about 6 feet deep, probably 4 feet wide, six feet, something like that.
So like a grave.
Yes, that's what we all thought. But right. Now, fast forward 10 years, the East Area Rapist, his house was 100 yards away.
Was it really?
100 yards away.
Wait, so the house that we saw on the news where they arrested him from in Citrus Heights,
yes,
was a football field away from this hole that you found?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So let me pause the story here for a second. So in between where this serial killer's house was and where the hole was, what is in between it? Just
great
nothing
question.
dirt lot?
It's a lot of people walk their dogs there. It's kind of like a green belt, some would call it. So lots
could
of
you
trees.
Drive a car on it? Could you drive a car on it?
Yes.
No, you could only ride bikes on it, or you could walk.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So,
but he could walk from his house to this location.
He could, or he could hop his fence because his house actually backed up to that lot.
Oh my
wow.
God.
So we come back a week later. It's completely filled up. No trace of the hole ever being there except for like branches and stuff that were like on top of it.
Were they trying to hide the hole? Like the fact that it was reburied with the branches?
Yes. It looked like it was an attempt to hiding the hole.
Wow.
Is it possible that you guys didn't go to the right place? Like you lost the hole? Is
100%
that possible?
No, because in our biking days, we went around to build jumps. So like we kind of threw this idea out the window that it was a grave, and we continued to build jumps. So we had landmarkers around the area that allowed us to go directly back to the spot to check on its progress.
Okay, so it was filled in. A dirt was put in there, and then it even had stuff on top of it to try to hide that it was ever a hole.
Yes.
Okay, so then what did you guys do?
We all kind of carried on with our 12-year-old lives. This wasn't a thing.
Sure.
So we just kind of went on with our lives. And it wasn't until 2018 when the East Area Rapist was supposedly living there when all of these things started clicking. And then I was like, I need to contact the FBI. So I wrote all of this to the FBI, to the Sacramento DA's office, Citrus Heights Police.
Sure.
I pretty much was left in the dark. Like, the FBI wasn't helping me. Nobody was.
So you're saying that when all of this went down and we found out who the East Area Rapist was and you knew where it was, you're like, oh my God, I remember that hole from over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
You contacted the cops and FBI and they ignored you?
I think I wrote too long of an email. I don't know. I wanted to call the police.
I don't think that's how it works.
So wait, nobody even got back to you?
I was left dry.
Jacob, you have to go dig up that grave. And
you
and
gotta
you
go
bring
dig it
Kevin
up.
With you.
Okay.
Oh, definitely bring Kevin.
Well, I don't want him to go alone.
Okay,
that's,
no. Listen.
That's difficult.
Listen, you should contact the police. Like, you
he
shouldn't
did.
Go,
he
don't
did.
Go out there.
They
don't go out there
him.
With the shovel and start digging it up yourself. You don't know what you're gonna find. Plus, you know, that area might be dark. There might be poison oak or something. You know, who knows? We don't. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
That's Rain. That's why you bring Kevin. He's a Boy Scout. He can identify poison oak and he can identify graves. Listen, he followed the protocol. He contacted the authorities and they turned their backs on him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is now.
So what
this
are we gonna
is
do?
Vigilante justice.
Kevin just
okay?
walked in the
exactly.
studio. Kevin. Will you go with Jacob? I'm not encouraging this, by the way. I feel like the only sane one telling you guys not to do this. But
wow, okay. I guess you love crime.
Jacob found a hole. Will you go dig it up with him?
I am not going to dig up somebody's hole.
Why?
It's not. That's terrifying.
Why? Okay, do you know what's scarier?
What?
Having your loved one disappear and to this day you have never found their
yes.
remains or ever heard
yes.
from them again.
Listen, you guys would be heroes. Think of the clout. Think of the Instagram posts that you would
Gavin,
get.
That is the wrong.
I'm
okay,
down.
I know
yeah,
that's the best way to get him to do it.
Yeah.
But we should be encouraging the idea that this could help a family find peace if, in fact, there is a body.
Well, I know. I'm just trying to get him to do it.
Will I win
I
a key
okay,
to the
yeah.
city?
Probably.
Probably.
Okay,
yes.
I'm down. How many shovels do we have? I don't own a shovel.
Oh.
That's not shocking.
We'll figure that out. We'll get our shovels. We'll get that taken care of.
Can we just get the machine that does it?
Oh, you want to pay for that?
How much is it?
It's not cheap.
Is anyone coming to supervise?
I was
going to
say I'll do it, but then I really want a social distance from you guys.
Right.
Right.
But I'll be, how about I'll be on FaceTime?
Listen, you guys are going to do a wonderful thing, and I'm very proud of both of you. Please let us know of your of your progress, and wear masks, please.
Okay, I'm going to throw one last thing out here, though. So okay. I've had this crazy gut feeling that, you know, this could be exactly what we're all suspecting, that this could be secrets, unanswered mysteries that
sure.
have been left off into history.
Absolutely.
Or somebody could just be hiding their porn collection. Somebody
oh,
could have just
yeah.
dug a giant hole.
Okay, you don't need a... How much porn do you have?
I don't have enough to fill a hole. But if I did, the only way to get rid of it is by digging a huge
okay,
hole.
Okay, it was right. 2006 and the internet was already invented. So nobody needed hard copy porn anymore.
There's hard copy porn?
Oh my God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.